virtue is often associated with beauty and evil with ugliness. But in the 1970s, there was a teen serial killer who looked so lovely, he was known as the Angel of Death. He's now the subject of an Argentine movie called El Angel, The Angel. Critic Bob Mondello has a review.
He's a 17-year-old halo of curls in denim jacket and jeans, slender, baby face, pouty lips. The first thing we see him do is sneak into an empty mansion, fix himself a drink, and help himself to jewelry. Then he puts on an LP, dances with loose-limbed abandon, steals a motorcycle, and still before the opening titles, heads home.
Hola, ma.
Carlos is a handful, in and out of juvenile detention, selling his folks the notion that friends just give him the things he steals. Dad's skeptical.
Pero que no tenés.
Paciencia.
What you haven't got, be patient.
Con esfuerzo te lo ganarás.
With hard work, you'll get it. Carlos prefers shortcuts, picking a fight with a handsome classmate he has a crush on, say, to make him a pal. Ramon is the son of a petty criminal who lets Carlos tag along as they case a gun shop after hours. Carlos doesn't just look around. He comes out with armloads of rifles, then goes back for ammo, earning a place in the family business, as it were, and a fake ID with a name that pleases him.
Carlos Brown. Charlie Brown.
A crime spree unfolds, first burglaries, then an accidental murder, then murders on purpose, all stylized and swoony as shot by writer-director Luis Ortega, seriously swoony, while robbing a jewelry store, Carlos, looking for all the world like Marilyn Monroe, brushes back his blonde ringlets to put on earrings. Ramon stands next to him and strikes a pose.
El Che Fidel.
Che and Fidel, he says. Carlos's reply.
Evita y Perón.
Evita and Perón leaves his partner looking vaguely nonplussed. Hey, we're alive, says Carlos. Why can't you enjoy it?
Estamos vivos. ¿Por qué no lo disfrutas?
The real story is less palatable than El Ángel's eroticized take. The actual baby-faced serial killer had just turned 20 when he was arrested in the early 70s for 11 murders, a rape, and numerous sexual assaults. He's still in prison, but his story continues to fascinate in Argentina, where El Ángel opened to the highest box office take ever for an Argentine film. Credit a seductive performance by first-timer Lorenzo Ferro, who bears a striking resemblance to the real Angel of Death. The director surrounds him with mid-century details, like the Ford Falcons favored by the police in pre-dictatorship Buenos Aires, and music cues from the 1970s. He also fills the screen with close-ups of pursed lips, luminous pearls, burning cigarette ash. El Ángel is sensuous enough to suggest the work of Pedro Almodóvar, who was, in fact, its producer. It's also unsettling, as it makes a cinematic case for something Ramon tells the title character when they're just starting out.
El mundo de los ladrones y de los artistas, Carlito.
The world belongs to outlaws and artists.
El resto tiene que salir a trabajar, ¿entendés?
Everyone else has to work for a living. I'm Bob Mondello.